Superintendent of Gilman Schools, Georgia Krause, updates us on the latest Gilman School Board meeting.
Monday, we had the meeting called to order at 7:02, Pledge of Allegiance, roll call, determination of a quorum. We did make a change to the agenda. Mr. Liu was gone on a family emergency, so we removed the closed session. We were going to discuss coaching. We'll just put that on next month. So items 10, 11, and 12 from the posted agenda were actually removed. Next, we have the Citizens Forum. We had a great conversation. Questions came up about communication and what we were using for communication as a board and administration. There's a structuring of the 3- and 4-year-old programs, business course offerings, and then a survey was discussed. And just quickly to summarize those, I'll hit communication in the administrative reports because I actually talked about that at the meeting. The 3- and 4-year-old program, incorporating the school's 4-year-old program and Head Start. There's going to be a room shift that was requested by teachers. We will have at least 2 sections. There's some flexibility for parents to decide how often they would like their child to go. Some of that is still in the works, and we're meeting with Head Start to make sure that we have some of that ironed out. So more to come on that, and hopefully within the next month or so, we will have that finalized. If individual parents have questions, they can certainly contact me. I've sat down and met with a couple, and I've also had phone conversations with a few, so that would be good. Business course offerings, we are changing how the business program is structured. We are going to share with Cornell because our course offerings, the course requests are down. We're doing a little bit of restructurings on the elementary end so that one of our other teachers will take over the typing, and they're excited about that opportunity. And then also working with Cornell to make sure our high school classes are covered. Next, we had discussion of a survey, and actually since the meeting, a survey has been sent out to residents within the district, so I encourage community members to take that. It gives us a good idea on which direction our community wants us to head. We had a special speaker. We went down to Tuesday Trewicki's room. She's been doing CPM math all of this year, and she piloted it last year, and this is in our middle school, having a lot of success there. She had us run a few activities, so it was lots of fun. Administrative reports. First of all, we want to thank Sue and Tim Zach for their generous donation toward the baseball uniforms. If you see our boys out on the field, their gray uniforms are the new ones, and they look excellent. Communication. The methods that we're currently using are Infinite Campus email. There is a Remind app, which we tend to use just in major emergencies and snow days. Board meetings are posted in 27 locations. We post on the website. I do the monthly radio recording. We have a monthly newsletter that is going out, although June and July will be combined. Community Education has begun mailing a list of course offerings, so look again for that in the fall. The game cancellations are now posted on a banner on the website. It's a big, thick red banner on the top. When more specific questions arise, please feel to contact the teacher, the coach, or the administrator who could help answer them very quickly and directly. The board is planning a June 2nd appreciation lunch in the afternoon for our staff, at which we will recognize years of service. Consideration of hires, resignations, non-renewals, retirements, and leaves of absence. Laura Lemon has turned in her resignation, and we thank Laura very much for her years of service to the district. In new business, we had renewal of the WIA contract, and the board approved that. They also approved increasing subpay to $100 per day and $50 per half day. The board discussed consideration of sick day payout. I had brought to them what 3 other districts are doing in the area. They requested data from about 6 districts. We had our insurance agent come in, go over basics of insurance because we're looking at that 12.6% that the governor has tied to aid. And we're also looking at a potential increase. We'll know more on our specific rates. Should be right around June 1st. Then we had the committee meeting updates. We looked at community ed and just kind of continuing that and growing that for the next year. For board travel, we had Val attended a CESA meeting. And then right after that CESA meeting, there was a board education meeting, which Gina, Tim, and Val Kalesa both attended. The 100-year celebration. We're just doing a small kickoff at June Dairy Days where we're going to open up the school and give tours, kind of fun for people to come back and see the difference in the building for those who haven't been back because there's been significant changes since many people graduated. And then we will also have some student work up, too, which will be fun to see. Consideration of tennis courts. This has been on and off the agenda for the last 2 years, and we have numbers on what it would require to resurface and redo the courts, and you actually have to pull out all the fence, remove all the blacktop, and then go back in and put it all back in, and then painting. We're pursuing several grants, and there is a community member who is circulating kind of a sign-up sheet so that they can get names of who are in support of the tennis courts. We need that, as well as numbers of how often or how frequently it might be used. So if you have information on that, you can certainly send it to the school. You can put it to my attention, and I can forward it on. And then we adjourned.
Our thanks to Gilman Superintendent Georgia Krause.